This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. A treasured unicorn mug is broken, sparking a quest for the irreplaceable item through Maryland's Renaissance Fairs.
So this turned into like a real life quest where each little vendor or shop I went to, they would each give you like a little piece of the story.
That story and more coming up this West Virginia Morning. Support for West Virginia Morning is proudly provided by Luke Frazier. This week, wildfires burned structures and forest lands across several West Virginia counties. Here's Jack Walker with updates on the emergency response effort.
Wildfires burned across thousands of acres in eastern West Virginia this week, according to the West Virginia Division of Forestry. The most severe damage occurred in Berkeley, Hardy, Hampshire, Morgan, and Pendleton counties. According to Assistant State Forester Linda Carnell, spring fire season has arrived. From March to May, it's marked by low humidity, strong winds, and fluctuating temperatures.
It's 28 degrees, but then it's going up to 50 or 60 later on in the afternoon. So it's just enough to dry out the fuels, leaves.
Details on the damage and causes of the wildfires remain limited. In the meantime, Carnell asked residents statewide to avoid starting fires until humidity levels rise significantly. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Jack Walker in Shepherdstown.
On Thursday afternoon, Governor Jim Justice declared the wildfires a state of emergency for Grant, Hampshire, Hardy, and Pendleton counties. A Southern West Virginia solar project received a big grant from the U.S. Department of Energy. Curtis Tate has more.
The Nicholas County Solar Project will generate 250 megawatts of electricity on two former coal mines. It will receive the largest federal cost share, $129 million, out of five demonstration projects nationwide on current or former mine property. It is projected to create 400 construction jobs and four operations jobs, as well as $18.5 million in property taxes. The solar facility will be built by Savion, a Kansas City, Missouri company that's part of Shell. Just across the border in Martin County, Kentucky, Savion is building a 200-megawatt solar facility on a former coal mine. Half its power will go to Toyota. The largest solar facility currently in West Virginia is Mon Power's Fort Martin site, which began operating in January and generates 19 megawatts. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Curtis Tate in Charleston.
Inside Appalachia features stories about all things Appalachia, including an epic quest to find a lost coffee mug. Folkways reporter Wendy Welch has this.
Once upon a time, there was a girl named Ashley who loved unicorns.
I have been a unicorn fanatic since I was a little girl. My favorite movie in the world growing up was The Last Unicorn, and I really feel like unicorns for me symbolize hope.
Growing up in Northern Virginia, Ashley went to the Maryland Renaissance Fair every year with her family.
We couldn't afford to buy things at the Renaissance Fair. So you go and you go every year and you go, I'm going to grow up and become an adult and have adult money and spend it here.
At age 17, Ashley landed her dream job, working in a bookstore. When her first paycheck arrived, she set it aside for the fulfillment of another dream.
I had cash from my job at the bookstore, and I could go spend it at the Renaissance Fair.
Ashley circled the entire fair twice before choosing.
And I bought this blue speckled mug with a braided handle, and it had a little unicorn in it that was sitting in it looking up, and it had crossed legs and cloven hoofs and, you know, just very detailed mane and hair, and it was unique.
Ashley heeded the warnings not to let her mug straddle a pin inside a dishwasher. She took good care of the little unicorn, and it accompanied her to college a couple of years later.
I remember like the computer screen light hitting the mug and while I was typing out my reports, and it's just something that I like having next to me when I am writing.
Her junior year, Ashley acquired a roommate, a nice guy who did dishes. One day, he put Ashley's unicorn mug in the dishwasher over a pin.
And when I pulled it out, the whole thing just kind of broke apart into pieces and flew across my kitchen.
Her roommate promised to replace the mug when they went to the fair next year. But when they got there,
the shop was gone.
Ashley could remember the shop's location at the fair site, but not the name. She began asking vendors about the place that sold mugs.
So this turned into like a real life quest where each little vendor or shop I went to, they would each give you like a little piece of the story.
This is where the story travels back in time a couple of decades, and from Maryland to Ohio. That's where Ange Campbell first took up making mugs as a hobby.
I was a quiet and well-behaved suburban housewife. I was living in the city of Dayton back in the 1980s, and the city of Dayton Parks and Recreation Department Fine Art and Crafts Center offered pottery.
Ange fell in love with the sound of the wheel and the feel of the clay.
And there is a point when everything sings and you get the clay centered and it's not fighting you and you're literally listening to the clay with your hands. You can do it with your eyes shut. And everything just flows together and it's a wonderful, fluid, almost meditative tactile experience. And it just makes my heart happy. When I hit that zone, when everything flows, it's like a prayer. That is the point at which work is prayer. And everything you are and everything you have experienced ends up in that clay somehow, some way.
Ange took third place in the Riverbend Art Show. People began noticing her talent. A local artist approached. Did Ange want to join him selling mugs on the Renaissance Fair circuit? Ange wanted to, but she knew her work would have to stand out in a literal crowded field.
So I started including drinking companions. Yes, drinking companions, because everybody and his brother will make a mug. But mine come with someone you can talk to who will never, ever ask you for money.
The little unicorn that captured Ashley's heart was part of a long parade of mythical mug-dwelling creatures.
There are dragons, some of whom are grumpy, some of whom are pleasant, some of whom are downright curious as to why you're drinking their bathwater. There are unicorns, mermaids, fairies, fauns, anything that people can think of ends up in a mug. That way you will always have someone to drink with you and you will never spend the morning alone.
Fairgoers loved the whimsical practicality of Ange's work. Her mugs flew off the shelves.
A few years into it, my then husband pointed out that I could make at least as much money making and selling pottery as I was making at a retail job. And he was right.
Ange and her artistic partners began circuit riding to Renaissance fairs around the country. Occasionally, she got to put on medieval garb and an Irish accent to banter with customers. But usually, Ange was backstage somewhere working the clay.
It was a case of literally hauling the wheel and the kiln around with us so that when I was based somewhere, I would have the opportunity to work.
Sales were great until the 1990s recession hit. As sales slowly dried up, Ange and her husband divorced, and she made a difficult decision.
The pottery just wasn't going to be making enough money to allow me to continue to depend on that as my sole income. So given a choice between continuing to live indoors and enjoy the immense pleasure of running water and heat and light, I stopped potting full-time and started working again.
Ashley didn't know it, but she bought her unicorn mug the last year Ange sent her wares to the Maryland Fair.
That was Folkways reporter Wendy Welch. To hear the rest of that interview and more, listen to Inside Appalachia, Sunday mornings at 7 and Sunday evenings at 6 on West Virginia Public Broadcasting. This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. It's 7:53. Partly sunny today, highs in the 50s and 60s. Rain and gusty wind tonight, lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, breezy with periods of rain, highs in the 40s and 50s. Support for WVPB is provided by the law firm of Kaycasto and Cheney, with offices in Charleston, Morgantown, and Martinsburg. Robert R. Rodecker, responsible attorney.
Thank you.
This week's premiere broadcast of Mountain Stage was recorded in Morgantown at the Kennedy Creative Arts Center on the campus of West Virginia University with our friends at WVU Arts and Entertainment. Guest host David Mayfield welcomes modern string band The Steel Wheels, Cincinnati-based roots ensemble Buffalo Wobs and the Price Hill Hustle, Grammy-nominated singer-songwriter Leslie Mendelson, the intricate harmonies of Upstate, and Ivory Coast-born musician Peter One. Our song of the week comes to us from Buffalo Wobs and the Price Hill Hustle. We listen to their performance of Jim Devlin.
South, a twirling a toothpick in his mouth, conscience clean and the grass was green every day he took the mound. A Big Jim was hard to beat, but still his ends never seemed to meet, and it don't take much for a desperate man to watch his world turn around. By the season of 76, a city slick off of Jim the Fix would just throw one here and there for a month of pay. When the telegrams were read, a Big Jim had done made his bed. Banned for life was the call they said. Jim, what do you have to say? And on a cold day in 83, Big Jim finally took relief, left behind his only son to fill his cleats.
That was Buffalo Wobbs and the Price Hill Hustle before performing Jim Devlin on the Mountain Stage. To hear the full performance and more, tune in Saturdays at 6 and Sundays at noon right here on West Virginia Public Broadcasting. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from Shepherd University. Our Appalachia Health News Project is made possible with support from Marshall Health. West Virginia Morning is produced with help from Bill Lynch, Brianna Heaney, Chris Schultz, Curtis Tate, Emily Rice, Eric Douglas, Jack Walker, Liz McCormick, and Randy Yowie. Emily Rice produced today's show. I'm your host, Teresa Wills. This is West Virginia Morning.